Did Israel collude with ISIS terrorists to create the pretext for the bombardment of Gaza, which has killed nearly 200 people, most of them innocent civilians? As the Times of Israel reported, credit for the killing of three teens, which was used as a justification for the attack on Gaza, was not claimed by Hamas. It was claimed by a Palestinian jihadist group which pledged allegiance to the Islamic State, formerly known as ISIL, also known as ISIS. So the actual initial killing of those three Israeli teens, which was used by Israel as a justification, a pretext to hit Gaza, according to Hamas, they had nothing to do with it, and it was claimed by a group which pledged allegiance to ISIS. And of course, Israel is no stranger to creating fake Al-Qaeda groups. They were caught back in 2002. Mossad setting up a fake Al-Qaeda terrorist cell in Gaza. Here it is again from the BBC. Israel faked Al-Qaeda presence. Of course, that was denied by Israel. But there was substantial evidence to suggest that they created this fake Al-Qaeda terrorist group to carry out terrorist attacks against Israeli interests, which were then blamed on Palestinians. A classic false flag that we've seen throughout history in many different countries. And before these three teens were even pronounced dead, Mossad chief Tamir Pardo came out with this strikingly bizarre and weird prediction. Basically, they were debating an anti-terror law at a security cabinet meeting with the Israeli government. And Pardo basically said, we better get this passed because what if three teens are kidnapped from Gaza and they end up dead? This was weeks before the pronouncement that these three teenagers had actually died. So he made this chillingly prescient prediction that this would all happen almost precisely as it did in the weeks that followed. And of course, as well as being active in Iraq, ISIS was previously active and still is in Syria. We had the story May 2006 where the Israeli attack on Syria, they bombed areas in Syria, as you will remember, a year ago, was actually coordinated with jihadists in Syria beforehand via Turkey. So we know that Israel has coordinated its bombings targeting Syria with Al-Qaeda jihadists beforehand. We also know that Israel actually rescued Al-Qaeda terrorists from Syria. They set up field hospitals near the Golan Heights border, picked up injured jihadists that were fighting against the Assad regime, patched them up, treated them in hospitals, and sent them back out to fight. So not only are they coordinating with them before bombings, they're actually giving them medical aid and sending them back out to fight. So again, we have this connection between the Israeli government and these jihadists that emerged out of Syria, just as ISIS did. Then, of course, we have the US connection to ISIS, obviously Israel's ally. Nabil Naeem, the founder of the Islamic Democratic Jihad Party and former top Al-Qaeda commander, came out just a few days ago now and said that ISIS works for the CIA as part of this plan to balkanize the Middle East, which is now what we see it being moved towards with the balkanization of Iraq into three different states, Sunni, Shia, and Kurds. We also had the report back in 2012, the US actually trained jihadists in Jordan who were sent to fight in Syria, who later joined ISIS. Then another link between ISIS and Israel, an Australian military officer of the United Nations Disengagement Observer Force, UNDOF, confirmed that Israel's provided large-scale logistic and military support to the ISIL and Al-Nusra. Of course, ISIL is another word for ISIS, another term for the group ISIS. Terrorists and rebels in different parts of Syria. So actually, Israel providing them with missiles and weapons, according to this UN Observer Force officer. And so what's the goal? Well, as Israeli Deputy Prime Minister Eli Yishai said back in 2012, we must blow Gaza back to the Middle Ages, destroying all the infrastructure, including roads and water, which is, of course, a war crime. And of course, we hear it over and over again. Well, Hamas are lobbing rockets towards Israel, you know, 80% of the population's having to hide in bunkers. Isn't it reasonable that they would respond? Well, the question you have to ask is the response reasonable or is it indiscriminate slaughter. Nearly 200 Palestinians dead, most of them innocent people, many of them children, in comparison to zero Israeli fatalities. Zero. Compare the damage done by Israeli attacks on Gaza to the damage done by Hamas's deadly rocket attacks on Israel. Here you see the kind of damage inflicted by the Israeli attacks. And here we see an example of the damage inflicted by a Hamas rocket attack. I think you will agree, something of a discrepancy in the power, in the impact, in the deadliness when comparing the two methods of attack. So in furtherance of Israel's long-standing agenda to obliterate any chance whatsoever of a peace deal with the Palestinians, it seems that they're going off the script they used for the previous attack on Gaza back in 2001 called Operation Justified Vengeance, which was a plan to use expected Israeli casualties as a justification for, quote, legitimate counter-terrorism operations, which would then justify Israel's barbaric assault on Gaza. So it looks very much like the murder of these three Israeli teens actually had very little to do with Hamas whatsoever and was in fact carried out by ISIL or ISIS and could even have been carried out with the collusion of Israel itself as a justification for this latest bombardment of Gaza, just as Israel in the past has created Al-Qaeda terrorist groups for the very same purpose. This is Paul Joseph Watson reporting for Infowars.com.